Or Luchos Aleph Shvat, Monday night, Shmaitz Abayis, Perek Yotes. And we're Chazaka de Avosa, Chazaka de Ima. So he brought down that Gemara de Yo-Yo Kayan. And I think we're up to Uvachadushe Hara'ah in explaining, because we went through different ways of explaining the Gemara. And now he's saying, "Ubechadushi hara'ah kosav." The ikar chazaka demuki layach has kosav. When the Gemara says, or the Gemara says, "Askin on lay." All the Rishonim ask, "What's going on?" It's trey a trey. How could it be askin on lay? So they all say a chazaka. By the way, that's a big kiddush. Usually by trey a trey. If you remember, maybe you don't go bosa chazaka. But that's, if you remember, the Machlekes and Gemara Yevamos, if Treya Treya is Sveka D'Oraisa or Sveka D'Rabbanan. What that means is, do you not go Bosa Chazaka D'Oraisa, or do you only not go Bosa Chazaka D'Rabbanan? But the wording in the Gemara and the wording in all the Achrayim and all the Sforim is Treya Treya Chazaka, Treya Treya Sveka D'Oraisa, or is Trey Trey Sveika de Rabbanon. But again, because the word Sveika means in that case, and it's a Sofik and you don't follow Chazaka. The Maskona and the assumption always is that Trey Trey Sveika de Rabbanon. And therefore there can be exceptions. And this is one of the exceptions in a case of personal status with the guy that's a Kayan. So you see, we're following Chazaka, no one's saying boo, even though it's Trey Trey, they're following Chazaka. I just thought I would point that out in case someone would realize that what are we following Chazaka for by Trey or Trey. Now the question is, what's the Chazaka? The chazaka demukli lahayach heskos, so he had the becheskos avua. The lo chazaka the edim that the one aid created. The chazaka abo mikoyach gufa shaleidus lav chazaka he. Certainly not once it becomes trey or trey. Ayin shom. The yim came, says the shmeitzer now. Getting back to the ranch. Who are dealing in Sofik Mamzer? Mukminon lo Vlad Becheskos Ime Shekshera Lakol. So we talked about that already. Mali Cheskos Avua Echazoka de Ime. Vechivin the Messiah lo Cheskos Kashrus Vainu Chazoka de Ime Mishamochi. That's why Mehemna Lomar Bekusin is a bar to get a lachshar of Vlad. The Gusi Aboli Yisrael is a Vlad Kosher. Okay. Vechidusha Pnei Yeshua. Looks like he argues with this. That there's a difference between Cheskos Avos or Cheskos Ha'ein. Mechitesi, the difference would be what we said. That a father has a din, that a father, a Kohen, is an Inyan of Yichus of the Shevet. So there's a din that the son should be like him. Or at least it's a norm. But that the kid's kosher lavoy b'kol is not really a totza'ah, a tolada of the mother being sher lavoy b'kol. Or at least you can make such a case. The kid's kosher lavoy b'kol because he's kosher lavoy b'kol. Nothing bad happened to him. He's not a mamzer. A component of Pnei Yeshua is mechalik. She kosher b'perek asori yuchsin. Right, the Gemara in Asari Yuchsin that has two psukim, Chad Lemishrei Mamzer Bishtuki, that means that the Mamzer is allowed to marry Sofek Kohol. The Mamzer is allowed to marry Sofek Kohol, or differently put, that's the way the Torah puts it, not the way I would like it put. Torah says a mamzer is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. I always...
Love of Akal, who's the
Isser on? Yeah, who's the Isser? Well, they're both involved in the Isser. Who's the Chefs of the Isura? It's hard for me to believe, I don't know if it's like, yeah, it's hard for me to believe that the Torah is talking, I mean, it is, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. It was always hard for me to believe that the Torah is talking to a Mamzer and making a Yisrael kosher into a Chefs of the Isura to a Mamzer. It doesn't clap, it doesn't sit well. The Mamzer is the Chetz of the Yisuro, I would think. But the Maizu the Torah structured it. And I'm very influenced by the Chinuch. I'm very into mitzvahs now. It's coming out of my ears. That a Mamzer shouldn't marry into Klal Yisrael. So taka. Okay. Anyway, so Chad L'Mishri Mamzer Bishtuki. He's a lot of... let's take a look at it the way the Torah says it. So a mamzer is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So he is allowed to marry a shtuki. He could marry a Sofek mamzer. Meaning he could marry a Sofek kohol. It's called Sofek kohol. Let's use that for shorthand. He can marry into Sofek kohol.
And that would mean a shtuki can marry a mamzer.
Wait, that's the next pasuk. V'chad l'mishri shtuki v'Yisrael. That a Sofek mamzer is allowed to marry into a Yisrael. Sofek mamzer is allowed to marry into Yisrael, and a mamzer is allowed to marry into Sofek kohol. Vzel l'shono. So that's where the Pnei Yeshua is coming from. That Gemara. L'chayrin ira d'lav davki shtuki nokat. Why? Because a shtuki is a nolad a shtuka. Because the Gemara really wants to talk about a Sofek mamzer. So the word shtuki in shorthand has come to mean a Sofek mamzer, but what a shtuki really is technically is a pnuya shenisabra, and you don't know who the father is. Mechlal is not a good choice of words because it's only midrabbanon. In midraisa you're not chayshish. So the Pnei Yeshua says that here, that you wouldn't need a pasuk to be mater shtuki, because right people are ksherim and called the parish meruba parish. No, in other words, midiraisa, a shtuki is kosher midiraisa. We look at a shtuki as a well. That we know. I mean, the answer shtuki is only the rabbana. Oh, but that's no raya. I just realized. Because a Sofek mamzer is mutter midiraisa. So saying a shtuki is only osher midirabbanan really doesn't say much, because even if it would be a Sofek mamzer midiraisa, he would still be mutter, and you would only be able to say that rabbanan asked Sofek a shtuki. But the Pnei Yeshua says that on the diraisa level, a shtuki is kosher. So shtuki is lav davka. The word shtuki in the Gemara is lav davka. A real shtuki is someone that you don't know who the father is. So you say you go bus a rive and write people like Sharon. To go. If you know that you're dealing with a mamzer here, a pnuya was in Sabra, so to go think maybe it was a mamzer, she was talking when you have a sofek b'fenecha, like sort of an ikba yisura type situation, when you have a mamzer b'fenecha and you have a sofek. But here, like, mechites is a mamzer. Like, there's no reyusa even to say there's a mamzer with your eyes. So you have a rove, you know, why you say there's a mamzer? Ella the Ikka crawler shores fake mamzerim also. We a regular sofek mamzer who's going to be ishishin eskatsha sofek kiddushin a sofek gerishin the zinsa the old avlad sofek mamzer a richtika sofek mamzer the chuluk kachayanirali lechayra. That is the Pnei Yeshua. Ella the lachar ho'iyun hey Dave. This is all the Pnei Yeshua talking. Yeah. Ella de la achar iun ha'hete vacha shedigdakti b'loshon harashba v'harit v'zal shehikshu, right, shehikshu lombo likro v'avi svek sveiko dilma ozlu hanuch l'gabo. Maybe they went to ha v'avalei called the porish meruba porish v'im tim tzolaymo ozla iil l'gabayu, that she went to him shemalakosha nivala. So that's what they're talking about. That's their kasha. They answer whatever they answer. But it's certainly mashma that we're talking about a regular shtuki. By a sofik mekudeshes or sofik mugureshes, you obviously don't have the svek sveka. The svek sveka is only mitziuti. The svek sveka is only mitziuti when in the case of a real shtuki. The eight mashma lechara, the pshita lehu, the ikka kro the sofik mamzer, hainu davka b'shtuki. Right? So why taka? I had a very nice reasoning, the Yeshua asks, why Adaraba, it's talking about not a shtuki, but others, a regular sofik mamzer, like sofik kiddush and sofik gerish situation. V'yesh li li tin tam b'dover, the b'chol hanach shekosavti ikol u'kmei acheskosei v'achazoko da'avosei. All the ones I talk, meaning Sofei Kiddushin and Sofei Gerushin. So you know who the father is, so you have a cheskosavosei, and the father's kosher. Even though, again, it's absurd. Of course the father's kosher. Nothing happened to him. He was mezaneh with a Sofei Geshus Ish. So, what if... Okay, but that's, we know already, that's the whole idea of Cheskos Avosa. So, Ikaluk mea Cheskosu v'chazoka da Avosa she'ovav shal ha-sofek buchzok b'kashrus. Mashenkin b'shtuki da lesli chazoka da Avosa klal da lo yadina navu amenu v'efshu davu agufei mamzu ad kan l'shono. This happened to be a very important yesoid, stamazoi, one which I have fought with Rabbi Landesman, my Rosh Bezdin, for many years, till he was moided to me. And that is, that even if any person that walks in b'foneinu, we would say he's in a cheskos kashrus, but when he's not b'foneinu, he doesn't have a cheskos kashrus. Because maybe if we would know who we're talking about, maybe we'd know he's a mamzer. You can't give a cheskos kashrus to an unknown, to someone that's unknown. When the guy walks in the door, you didn't do any investigation. You know about him as much as you knew about him when he didn't walk in the door. So I tell you, no, when he walked in the door, he's a person, and you're looking at him, and you don't know he's posel, so he has a cheskos kashrus. But Kolzman, the guy, is not before Necha, then you can't say that an unknown has a cheskos kashrus. You can't say that. Maybe if that guy's a mamzer. We all know him. He's a mamzer.
You're right. Maybe he has a cheskos mamzer.
What? There are shittos. Maybe that's normative halacha even. That a guy that walks in the door, nobody knows who he is, does not have a cheskos kashrus. There are such shittos. Maybe even most, because maybe the mamzer. No one knows who he is. So maybe if you would, you know, what town you're from, and you'd call up that town, they'd say, oh, yeah, he's a mamzer. Okay. Why'd you say that? Jewish, he has a chazaka, because he's acting Jewish, he's putting on tefillin, he's putting on a talis, so he's becheskos a yid. But how do you know? But there are shittos that a guy walks in and no one knows who he is. If you know who he is, you didn't make any special investigation, but you know who he is. So he has a cheskos kashrus. If you don't know who he is, he doesn't have a cheskos kashrus. That's what. Anyway, you see that in the Pnei Yeshua here, that the father, that you don't know who he is, so you can't use chazaka d'avosa, because you don't know who he is. Maybe he's taka mamzer. So you see from the Pnei Yeshua clearly that he's perfectly willing to use cheskos avosa, but he's not willing to use the mother. The mother, you do know who she is, and like he's ignoring the mother.
Right.
V'ayomid b'chazoka davu alinyan sofik mamzer. Bahrain claim it. I think it would say the Ine.
No? It does not say, right?
It could say Dafka Nata. It should say Chazoka the Ine, and you're talking Mamzer. Elisha Soyver, Dafka Chazoka Davua. What do you have?
Yeah.
Vary Oymed Bechazoka
Davua.
What do you mean? What's wrong, son? Vary Oymed, I just don't know how to read it. So when Elish or Saver, let me read it my way. Very Oymed Becheska de Ime. In fact, the Shmai to what the Benesha are talking about. I the Shtuki has Cheska de Ime also. Elish or Saver, Dafka Chazoka Davua. It's okay, we know Pshat. I just don't know how to read the sentence. He's asking the question. Very Oymed.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm
going to disagree.
Okay, maybe you read it like this. You see that the Bnei Yeshua holds of Cheskos Avasa Lagabi Mamzerus, and the Soiver, the Dafka Cheskos Avasa. He limits it to Cheskos Avasa, not the mother. Because of Ashita Mukubetus, the Chazor Agamla Ima, as we saw, that's by the Kusim. No, not the Kusa. That's by...
Your way read better with the Ema.
Yeah, okay.
The next line. Because of the
Shifkas,
by the Kusim. Because of the Shifkas, the Kometzas, HaChazoka Gam Le'Ime, Chmoy Dermin, HaChazoka Davua, Chmoy Dermin, HaChazoka De'Ime. That the child's not a mamzer. Well, if he's that, so the Shmaitz is going now that you have Chazkas Avasai and Chazkas Ima. Kivin the Mahani Levlat Chazoka the Avasai Begam Chazoka the Ime Imken Koshet Tuva. Why do you need a Pesach to be Matna Sofik Mamzer? No, Dash Rachmona Sofik Mamzer. Shin the Mamzer Vadi Yom Rachmona Vloy Mamzer Sofik Krol Omeli Tepikle the Sofik Mutar Lisa Yisrael. If you're talking about the Sofek marrying into Yisrael, typically the Sofek mutalisa Yisrael, but mukminale b'chazaka d'ima, shikshera l'kol. That's your line mark that the pasuk's talking about. You're going to be ishishin as garsha Sofek gerishin. The yolda the chaygab the mukminale l'ishin b'cheskasa, because there is a cheskas eishasish. The cheskas eishasish alone is garsha. The Yemkain, and that would result in the Vlad being a Mamzer. So it's a Chazoka against the Chazoka. The Vlad Nami, a Chazoka, the Mashaino Mamzer, but the Chazoka against the Chazoka, but the Sovik Mamzer.
That's cute.
If we mash a Kasad in the Perik, that's Vov. The Ikka Krod, the Sovik Mamzer, like Tzorich, Eleberoi Tzulim, right? And because of it's a Sofek Mamzer, because like Asiri Vadev Loi Asiri Sofek, that it blinds a Sofek Mamzer even though there's a Roiv. Oh no, Elaboroi Psulim. Alright, and it's Mutter. The Mamachsal Machsal Oramim call us fakers me Devrayim, but can't call Lomeli. Chmoy Shehikshu Alav Arash Oram, call the Mamzer Vadev Lomeli. The Kasadu Shom Disich call the Hechad Roiv Psulim. The Chokhe Agav Nami Sofek Havi. Chmoy Shekhozo Mashita Mokobes 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 Gabe Asiri Vadai Vlay Asiri Sofek. To hold the Porish, Meruba Porish, Nami Sofek Harve. Ella da Toira Omra Lele Chacha Porish Meruba. We certainly all remember that. Bechivan the Kro Osel Ashmina, the Roy Psulim, the Adina Dozel Aboya Letzlok. We could be talking about, we know. Chagavna Sofek the Porish, Meruba Porish. Chagavna. What does it mean the Chaygabna Sofek? What do we mean? Suffolk? Oh, Suffolk the Parish. This Suffolk that we don't know, Beruba Parish. We can say, call the Parish Beruba Parish.
He went there.
Vim Kane, Chazoka, the Ema, Loimani, the Ruba, the Chazoka, Ruba, Odif. According to the Shemaitz, bottom line, we're learning out from the Pazuk, Suffolk, Mamzamut, even by Roy Psalim. Either, he has two Terutsim. Either Suffolk Nizgarsha, and someone was boil her and had a kid, and the Chazoka, the Ema, is counterbalanced by the Cheskos Eishes Ish. So the Pazuk's not there.
No, we don't need it.
That's according to the Rambam. Are you in the very last piece?
Yeah,
I'm backing up. I'm saying the last piece of Shmaitzer. He's giving two terutzim to his question, and he's saying you need a pasuk of Suffolk Mamzer either when the Chazokas are counterbalanced or according to the Rambam by Roy Psulim.
His first terutz is before we got to the Rambam. Talk about everybody else.
You got a plan because there's one parak left.
Right.
Not a joke.
No,
one parak left. It's one parak left. It's time to play.